Bartók was a Hungarian composer. He had just moved to the U.S. a couple of years before writing this piece, and his focus for years had been his native folk music, Hungarian folk music and Romanian folk music. But you've said that this is American music. How is that so?
Well, this is music that was clearly written with the capabilities of American orchestras in mind. And only by about the 1930s was it possible to even conceive of music like this written for the orchestra, thanks to the likes of Leopold Stokowski in Philadelphia, Arturo Toscanini with the New York Philharmonic, and Serge Koussevitzky in Boston. They built these powerhouse orchestras that were virtuosic in the extreme. It was a new era in orchestral execution, and Bartók, very quick to understand, and with that own vibrant sense of life that he always had, the music that just poured out of him, which would deny the worst illness and come out sounding the way it did, that allowed him to write this music in a style that you simply have to say is pure American. And when the music received its premiere, it was music that the audience felt at home with. It did not speak with a foreign accent.
Well, this very American piece is in five movements, and there are some very interesting subtitles to some of the movements, including the fourth movement, the Interrupted Intermezzo. What's going on in this movement?
Well, all the movements in the Concerto for Orchestra have titles that are in Italian, and the little Intermezzo Interrotto, the Interrupted Intermezzo, is the kind of thing that you might call almost a Nachtmusik, a nocturnal kind of piece. And then all of a sudden, Bartók breaks in with this raunchy, march-like tune, which turns out to be Going to Maxime's. Now, he's not pastiching Franz Lehár, who wrote that tune and put it in his opera, The Merry Widow. He's making fun of Dmitri Shostakovich, who also pastiched that tune. And he used that tune in the Seventh Symphony, in the first movement. And the Seventh Symphony had just received its premiere in America and was being played all over the radio as Bartók lay in bed struggling with the Concerto for Orchestra. And it probably made him feel sicker to hear this music being held up as his great new work by the heroic Russian composer Dmitri Shostakovich. Bartók decided, all right, I'm going to show you what Shostakovich is really like. And he does this send-up of the way Shostakovich writes music, jams it into the middle of this nocturne, and the result is uproarious, and Bartók not only making the joke, then he gets the orchestra to do the laughing as well, and you'll hear it in the winds. They're going, ha 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 ha, at the end of each one of these phrases of the interruption.
Even when he's writing this inside joke, this send-up of one of his fellow composers, he uses the orchestra so well. There are different things happening in every section of the orchestra, and they play off against and work with each other so beautifully.
Well, this is the idea of a concerto for orchestra, treating the solo players, the principal wind and brass players, as soloists throughout the piece, and then treating the sections as soloists as well, which makes it even harder because the rhythmic complexities in this music are quite striking.
At the end of the piece, everybody has to stand up and take a bow.
And that's what happens.
Individually. Now, Fritz Reiner and Béla Bartók, both Hungarian, knew each other from the old country. Did that give Reiner some insight into this piece that other conductors lacked?
Absolutely. In fact, it was Reiner's idea to have Koussevitzky commission this music. And it really still is Reiner's piece. And Reiner does see into the music. He has a sense for the emotional world that it comes out of, the darkness, the ambivalence in much of this music, but also that driving life force that I spoke of in a man who did not have very long to live.
Well, let's hear the final movement from the Concerto for Orchestra by Béla Bartók, as recorded in October of 1955 by Fritz Reiner and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra on this RCA CD, a stereo orthophonic high-fidelity recording, according to the liner notes. Ted Libby, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, Fred.